You're listening to a special edition of The Naked Scientists with me, Chris Smith, and we're catching up with all the big breakthroughs unveiled at the 2011 AAAS Science Conference in Washington. In a moment, why nitrogen's a troublemaker. First, a radical new way to store energy, which kicks off with a demonstration.
Initialize. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. Disconnect. Set the time. Start. All right. My name is Sang-Buk Lee, and I'm a professor of chemistry at the University of Maryland. Basically, this gadget is a very thin film, and inside that thin film, about 20 micron thin film, there is millions and millions of nanoscale pillars, and each individual nanopillar is composed of two different materials as a coaxial structures.
So one inside the other. You've got one wrapped around the outside of a chemical inside. So what's on the inside of these pillars?
So the inside core is manganese oxide, which is famous battery material, and outer shell material is conductive polymer. So each material has its own functions and can help each other synergistically to maximize energy storage properties in this case.
So how does it actually work as an energy storage vessel? How do you put energy in?
Basically, how I put the energy in is applying a voltage, just like charging our battery.
And chemically, when you connect that to a battery like you did with your stopwatch for 5 seconds, what did the current flowing into the thin film do to it?
Right. Applying the voltage will oxidize these materials, basically changing its oxidation state to a different state. After you disconnect this charging process, now it has a stored electrical energy here, and now you reconnect to a other device like a stopwatch here. It releases its stored charge to the device and made the device work.
What are you trying to solve by doing this like this? Why do you think these are a useful design?
Important thing of this device design is high power. As you know, the lithium ion itself has a high energy density, but pretty low power density. But we need high powers these days. For example, the renewable energy, sunlight or wind turbine, they produce this energy intermittently. So if you use just a lithium ion battery to store the energy from the wind turbine, then you actually lose a lot of peak spike energy. You cannot store them all. However, using a high power device like this one, you can actually scavenge all those peak power energies from the wind turbine or solar cells and so on.
So how are you doing that? What is it about this design that enables you to do that?
Two things. One is nanoscale. Nano means it's a really tiny, small feature of material, so that ion transport through the nanoscale is really fast. Fast means high current, so high power. Another theme is two different materials. So each material has their own function. They help each other synergistically to deliver this fast ion and electron transfer.
So when you describe this as a coaxial structure with this conducting polymer around the outside of the manganese oxide in the middle, because they are very small-scale structures, you've got lots of surface contact. Is that how you're able to get these very high currents flowing so that you can have this peak power?
That's correct, partly, pretty much. About maybe 70-80% it's correct. But another feature is since total diffusion or transport path length of this ion in the nanoscale is really short, so it happens really quick. That's why.
And I see the clock watch that you're powering with this from a 5-second charge-up of this thing, which just looks like a microscope slide, very, very thin, is still running. Yep. I mean, obviously, that's a very low-current device. Mm-hmm. But how long till you can scale this up so we can run big devices like a laptop rather than a stopwatch with it?
Right now, as a chemist, we haven't really thought about deeply of the larger scales. However, still, we're also working on how we make this device scale up, and the size of the thing that we can imagine is about meter by meter, so then it'll be easily employed to large power devices too.
How do you make this? Is it easy?
It's a very, very simple way, because we're using a very thin membrane that has cylindrical pores, self-aligned, and you fill up the material inside the pore, and then you just remove the template, then you have a final millions of pillars on the surface.
So it's very simple to fabricate, so you could scale this relatively easily?
I guess so.
And time scale?
Well, right now we're in the process of forming a company, so I would say 5 years.
Sangbok Lee. And that stopwatch was still running 10 minutes later following a 5-second charge of that tiny battery that literally resembled a piece of film.